Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. We got JT filling in for Drew today, producing. Drew is out at Big 12 Basketball Media Days. Again, you can follow our social media accounts for some of their coverage. We already saw Drew shooting some hoops, giving him a hard time about that. Tomorrow we'll talk to him. There was also some photos and videos from his birthday last night that we must discuss. You are out tomorrow. Bink is in tomorrow, so you know Bink's going to
have a hard
time.
I'll let you know if anything
time.
Interesting happens on the school field trip.
Please do. Please do.
Certainly not out of the question.
All right, let's talk more about Jaden Daniels not playing in this game. If you're just joining us for the first time today, he's already been ruled out. So Marcus Mariota will be the starting quarterback, and Kling will have a front row seat right there on the sideline for the Chiefs Radio Network. He joins us each and every Wednesday. Kling, that was obviously some big news today. I know there was a chance Jaden Daniels wasn't going to play, but I guess I did not expect we'd have our answer by Wednesday at noon.
Yeah, I'll get out there and bat down a pass if one goes
Please.
Back to Mariota.
Please,
so I will do my part to get thrown out of the building doing that. I'm kind of bummed. Like, this was a game, like, when the schedule came out, I was really excited about it because I wanted to see the young quarterback play. Obviously, I want the Chiefs to win, but in terms of just having a strictly fun matchup, I was really, you know, looking forward to seeing that young quarterback kind of in person taking on the Chiefs. So from that perspective, I'm kind of bummed. From a strictly football perspective, obviously I'm not, because this isn't even the same, you know, Marcus Mariota that did beat the Chiefs a number of years ago, and he doesn't give you much scare. Not to mention, if you know, they don't get healthier at some of those other skill positions, they're in some trouble kind of offensively. So wasn't the team that was there kind of on paper, you know, 6 weeks ago. Neither are the Chiefs, but for a much better reason.
Kling, they've got some good running backs over there, but like, the more I watch the Chiefs defense this year, the more I'm impressed at what they've done against elite level running backs. I mean, look at the numbers for guys like even Saquon, or obviously how well they held down Jahmyr Gibbs. What is it about the Chiefs defense right now that is making it very difficult for those teams who like to run the ball?
I think in a weird way, they get geared up for that guy when a team has that guy. And he's talked about, you know, every time that Derrick Henry is in the mix, right? They seem to kind of get, I think that they really do get focused in on a specific runner. Maybe not as much, you know, if it's the quarterback per se, but if there's a designated number one runner, you know, what can they do to shut him down? I think it really kind of piques the interest of this defense. I don't know. It feels like sometimes, guys, this Chiefs team can become like that, that kid in school that just needs something extra. Like he's done all the other homework, and that's how you need to find him some extra stuff. I think at times they just need kind of different kind of carrots as motivation out there. And I think at times when you give him that one key runner, they do a pretty good job of kind of honing in on that guy.
We'll keep an eye out on that for Jonathan Taylor in a few weeks, obviously, as he is definitely that guy in a few weeks. But do you think that that's going to be like, I always felt that way. There was always and we talked about it on the show multiple times with you, that playing with their food part of it that felt like it was a part of other teams. This year's team, because of the way their record started, I feel like they're going into every week looking to kick some ass because they know they're still behind. Do you kind of sense that being a little bit different? They've blown out three of their last four opponents, in my opinion.
Yeah, let's hope so, because I think, you know, that Jacksonville game, as much as, you know, we harp on stuff, a lot of times they flush it. I didn't feel like they flushed that one. That one, like, stung. They wanted that to be like, that wasn't right. We didn't do this. And a few guys, kind of without prompting, have kind of brought that one up again where, you know, I was kind of, like, trying to avoid it. You know what I mean? Like, I know the Jacksonville game was not to everybody's desire, but I'm not mentioning it by name, but a few players to me have done that. And so I'm like, okay, well, they were looking at that one as that was kind of the wake-up call. That was kind of the maybe the bottoming out. Not to say Jacksonville can't be a division winner or something, but certainly the way the Chiefs performed in that game left a lot to be desired. And I think that they have obviously taken that to heart. Certainly the defense has, and I don't know that you can have a much better defensive performance than they had this past week. I mean, you know, the limiting they did to an NFL team, I don't care who it was pretty impressive. So the defense is playing with a lot of moxie right now. We know the offense is flying high because they got so many parts to spread the football around too. So not to say they're peaking. Let's hope they're not, because we still want them to be on an upward track as the season goes along. But boy, they look to be in a really good spot right now. Now we just have to keep, you know, stacking wins, because they did kind of put themselves behind the eight ball with that early and now have drawn themselves back to the pack. You don't want to be, you know, handing out any flubs to anybody.
When's the next loss coming? Because, you know, we were discussing the schedule and, you know, I think I want to see what Buffalo's defense looks like this weekend before I commit fully that at Buffalo regular season game. The Chiefs typically lose that game against the Bills. Cody mentioned Thanksgiving against Dallas. You're coming off a short week and a big game against the Colts the week before. Like, I know Bob said the Chiefs aren't going to lose a game the rest of the season. I would love for that to be correct. I don't think any team, in my opinion, is not losing a game the rest of the way.
No, and I joked with Bob and Dusty on Monday. I said, I just, you know, not that I'm rooting for the Chiefs to lose, but, I wouldn't mind yanking the Bills chain a little bit. Like, just continue to give them that teaser, like, oh, you guys can really do it, and then pull the rug out from them again during the playoffs. So I kind of like that. It's like, you can have all the regular season ones you want. We're going to get you when it matters. But certainly Buffalo, certainly Indy, I don't know. Are we believing Dallas? Because I think, you know, I'm always fearful of the the Dallas prop up. You know, they're the Lakers. They're the Red Sox. You know, it's like they're ESPN's favorite team when they're going. So it's like, okay, let's see if that's a matchup on Thanksgiving. Obviously, being a road trip makes it a little more dicey for the Chiefs. But I don't think they're going to go unbeaten the rest of the way. But I also don't think there's any, you know, losing streaks ahead, and probably, you know, they'll continue kind of a win streak and they'll have, like they've done, right? The last 5 years, I think they've always had kind of like a 4 or 5 game win streak. There was some kind of stat, I don't remember off the top of my head right now, but
yeah, I have to go find it.
They've put together kind of these win streaks, and I expect this one will do it again. And, you know, there'll be a couple of hiccups along the way. And, you know, we'll also see if teams are for real, like the Colts, like the Cowboys. I think there's, you know, probably like the Chargers in the second matchup. There's some teams that are probably going to still be looking to prove themselves by the time they get the Chiefs.
Teams, for people who don't watch it quite as close as you, Kling, you're down there. The Chiefs are the 6th best or 7th best big play offense in football this year, that being 10-plus yard runs or 20-plus yard passes. I pointed out Pacheco and Hunt. Pacheco's got at least one 10-yard run in 6 of 7 games. Hunt's got 3 in 7 games, at least 3 in 7 games. What do you think about where the big playability is in the run game, pass game? Do you expect that to stay all year, all of the big play part that we've been missing for years?
Well, I think the big play part, if you're talking specifically about the run game, I still think it's, It's the asterisk ones where they consider that part of the run game type of things, right? The end arounds, the little gimmicky things, maybe a pop pass, those types of things that end up being double digit plays that aren't technically like a straight handoff, but they figure out a way to get a guy a ball in the backfield. I think that's probably your most obvious. But you know, if they keep kind of plugging along in the run game, I think it can be satisfactory from the two main running backs as well. And then, you know, I think, like we've seen, I think they're just going to keep kind of spoon-feeding extra stuff for Breshad Smith along the way and see what kind of he can handle. We haven't seen Rashee Rice. I mean, I think we saw, like, maybe one play in the backfield, but I keep hearing, you know, like, watch out. They're going to use him in Deebo Samuel-type ways, and so you'll see him probably lined up in weird positions. Mahomes will still get his 10-yard runs when the C's open up, so I think that they have the ability to kind of keep you off guard, and I think that that's as big a factor as anything in getting those kind of chunk plays is when they're not disclosing exactly who's going to get the football and spread the thing around.
I got to say, the runs from Mahomes are about to get easier. Tell me a team that can afford a spy with what the Chiefs are running out on offense right now.
Right, right. I mean, you take that guy that used to be, you know, double-teaming Kelsey or maybe you take a guy off of Rashee Rice, or you take somebody that was going to cover deep in case Worthy or Thornton ran over the top and have them spy the court. Not really. So, you know, I think you're right. But I think they're also going to be the variety that we like, which is everything opens up and he just dashes and then slides untouched, rather than some of the ones we saw early in the season where he's taking off running, maybe with a little bit of skittishness or the line has a small breakdown and he's taking on a defensive back at the sideline and putting his shoulder down. Hopefully those are done. I want the 10, 12, 18-yard varieties that are him cruising through the middle untouched and then sliding down.
Kling, we talked about this earlier in the show, so I'm curious your opinion. Josh Simmons, obviously, we know is away from the team at the moment. Let's say he misses a couple more weeks. It already sounds like he's probably not playing Monday, that according to most people in the know. So, like, we can eliminate this week. But let's say it's 2-3 more weeks before he gets back with the team. When he comes back, will the Chiefs reinstall him as the starter, or what we think will happen, Jalen Moore will just be the starter until further notice happen?
Yeah, I mean, not knowing the what, right?
Yeah, not knowing the reason why he's absent, sure.
You know, I don't know, but let's play hypothetical that it's a maybe like a Zach Greinke type situation where the guy just, you know, had some stuff going on, needed some time away. We know Greinke was kind of anxiety and whatever, and they just kind of gave him a pause. One, I'd credit the Royals, because if they had never done that, the kid probably would have been out of baseball and not had the career he had.
He's a Hall of Famer, yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he doesn't get the break, or he doesn't get the support from the Royals, and he just stops playing, which would have been bad for all of us. Bad for him, bad for all of us that got to experience that, Greinke. So let's just say, and again, I don't know, but let's just say the situation like that. You could afford to give him time. You don't have to put him back in the mix. And so if he's, you know, able and willing and whatever to come back to the team, whatever's going on, kind of work through as you're almost like redshirting at that point, what's the harm in that? Because you have Jalen Moore. I just think that they're in a great spot to be able to do that. You don't have to rush him back. Whatever the situation ends up being, it just feels like they put themselves in a position. You don't have to rush him back. You have him make sure he's ready to be back. And you got Jalen Moore, who's probably going to be playing just fine. And it gives you the ability to slow things down for him a little bit. I don't know. It just feels like it's not the worst situation in the world to be in, because last year might have been a different story when you didn't have that guy. This year you got that guy and that other guy. You know what I mean? So I think that they have the opportunity to play it slow if they want to. Again, I don't know. I don't know any of the situation. I haven't asked anybody. It's been kind of hush-hush.
They're not telling anybody anyway, so.
I've just kind of let it go. Like, he'll be back when he's back, and hopefully everything's fine, and whatever's going on, I hope there's, you know, resolution for him, and the football side's taken care of, because you got Jalen Moore, and so you just kind of go on business as usual football-wise.
I mean, after the draft, there was definitely the conversation that, well, he may not be available for you this season at all. And now, for different circumstances, of course, we were talking about a knee injury, but here we are, and it's not the path that anybody wanted. And obviously I hope all works out for Josh Simmons, but if I would have told you also in mid-May that, hey, yeah, he's not going to be ready, Jalen Moore is going to have to play all of 2025, you would have been all like, okay, that was also like a known possibility. It's we obviously thought for a different reason.
Yeah, I mean, I thought going into camp it was going to be a camp battle. It was not. It was like Josh Simmons' job. But if you'd have flipped it around and, we were around and just said, well, they did draft Josh Simmons, but they brought in Jalen Moore to play. He's going to play. We would all have been like, oh, okay, that was the plan. So I think it, you can go back to that plan, albeit for different reasons, and I think it will be just fine because Jalen Moore can play.
When you look at what the team's going to do, I guess, now against back to the Commanders for a minute, with no Jaden Daniels, what percentage chance do you give the Commanders at making this a problem for the Chiefs on Monday?
Now, it won't be Raider-like. I was really confident going into that Raider game. Now, I didn't think it was going to be that much, but I was just like, if the Chiefs just go out and play their game, this shouldn't be a problem. Like, don't keep them around. Don't turn the football over. Don't do things out of character. And you're going to be just fine because they just don't have the horses to stay with you. I feel like, the Dorrance Armstrong injury is pretty big for them too,
huge,
right? On defense, the former Jayhawk. So, they're banged up. They're got a different quarterback. Again, what's the level of confidence you have in the health of the skill guys, right? They've been playing without their top wide receivers too. So, it's in the NFL, everybody has a chance, but not much more than that.
Okay, that works for me. I didn't think it's much more than that either. I'm with you, though. I'm disappointed. This game was supposed to be one of the biggest on the schedule. Chiefs, Monday Night Football against the Rookie of the Year, but now we're just going to get Marcus Mariota's return to Kansas City instead.
I mean, that storyline hopefully lasts like a second. You know what I mean? That it's over. Like, it's not the same dude. They're not getting payback. It's not in anybody's mind. Yeah, I wanted to see the young, one of the young up-and-coming quarterbacks play. So, yeah, it's disappointing that he's not going to be out there.
Josh Klingler, Chief Silent Reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network, will be listening there on Monday night at Arrowhead. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
That's Kling. He joins us each and every Wednesday.
Commanders have lost 4 of their last 6, 3 of their last 4. So they lost at Atlanta, to the Bears, and at Dallas.
Yeah, and Jane Daniels did not play for a couple of those, too.
But they beat the Chargers in one of those
with
games.
With Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels played the last 3 games, two of which were losses, but they beat the Chargers at least on the other. But they lost to Dallas and they lost
to Chicago. And no McLaurin and no Debo.
Yeah.
And now it looks like they will get those two guys back, but the quarterback is the most significant part. And yeah, I agree with Clay.
I feel very
confident. And we talked about it before the season. And yeah, this to me, as if you were looking at one single game ticket to buy at Arrowhead this year, this was the game I wanted. This was the game I wanted. Now, as we have more knowledge, the Colts game sure looks like the one that you might want to go
to. Yeah, but I wasn't supposed to assume that going into the year.
The Lions would have been but I hadn't seen Jane Daniels play before. Man, going to have to wait for a couple more years to see that.
God, when will it be the next time?
At Arrowhead, too?
Might be way later in his career.
Yeah, it could be.
We're not going to get an Aaron Rodgers situation. You remember how long we talked about?
No, but am I wrong
Mahomes
on the rotation?
Mahomes versus Rodgers and never saw it?
Am I wrong on the rotation? Could it be like 6 years?
No, it could be that long.
Because
it depends on how the home or away. They're not guaranteed to be in Washington the next time they face each other.
Okay.
The next time they face each other in the division. But it could be. So, like, it could be a long time before these two teams face off in Arrowhead against each other. I don't remember the exact rotations, but yeah, Golden could be a bit. We don't know what Jaden Daniels will be by then. Maybe he'll be one of the...
I mean, Mahomes will be 36.
Maybe Jaden Daniels will be one of the 5 best quarterbacks in the league. Maybe he won't. The hell knows, 5 years from now.
I mean, you can already look at future opponents. Let's see. So the Chiefs, there is, so in 2027, there's an NFC East to be determined opponent, depending on how certain stuff, so that would
probably depends on where they finish.
Yeah,
in the
so 2027 is the next possible year, and then after that, it's like 2029 or beyond, so yeah.
Bummer. You know, I was thinking more about Jaden Daniels, just because the injury stuff's cropping up, so people are bringing it up. Drake May's playing good football. Jaden Daniels not playing much football, playing okay football when he's healthy, but he's been dinged up, so he's missed some games. Do you think there are people who are already saying, like, if I gave the blanket, you can start your franchise with any of the quarterbacks drafted in the, what was that, the 2024 NFL draft, which one are you starting with? Last year, if you'd asked that question, every single person on the planet would have answered Jaden Daniels. Do you think anybody would say Drake May now? You think anybody would change their answer out there? Or maybe, I don't know, Caleb Williams. That seems like an even bigger stretch, but that's why I mentioned Drake May. He's playing good football and his team's in first place.
Yeah, somebody out there will. Not going to be me.
Not me either.
Drake May is having a great season. He's got the third best odds to win MVP. He's been awesome, and I don't have to keep... I've told you my belief in him long term.
You're buying sports cards of his to
hopefully be able to grow the market. Anyway, so this is not me saying Drake May stinks at all. But Jayden Daniels had a historically great rookie season last year. He didn't just all of a sudden lose his talents. That would be someone named C.J. Stroud. I don't know what the hell's happened to him. He looks like someone that's just lost it.
Yeah, D'Amico Ryan's going to lose his job because C.J. Stroud
has just lost it. He doesn't look like the same quarterback. Jayden Daniels just struggling to stay healthy. Something to watch. I'm a little concerned about how he's now starting to be a little more injured this year. Knee injury, now a hamstring injury. It's definitely something to watch. But no, I would still draft Jayden Daniels above, you know, Drake May in this hypothetical.
That draft is just going to end up going down as a very good quarterback draft because obviously those four guys, Penix is playing some decent football. Mm-hmm. We don't know about J.J. McCarthy. He's been hurt too, obviously.
Yeah, that doesn't look great right now.
That one doesn't look great. But even Spencer Rattler was in the third round of that draft, and he looks pretty decent. I'm not saying he's like a world beater, but he looks pretty decent. I would still start it with Jayden Daniels. I'm just curious if people would start shifting or changing their mind on it. That's all.
Text line from the 913-586-7965 says, I would choose Drake May. Someone went on to say, Daniels is not going to have a long career with his body type. He's already stacking injuries. That's the part to watch.
He played all 17 games last year.
But he was healthy all last year. Drake May.
He's missed two games this year in full.
Let's see if Drake May can stay healthy all of this season and continue the momentum he has. But the conversation is closer than ever, no doubt.
I guess part of this is like, Drake May definitely plays a more pocket passery style of football, but not entirely. Did he not start last year as the starter for the Patriots? Did they go to him after a few games?
It was Jacoby Brissett initially or somebody.
Oh, that's right. I was like, why did he only play 13 games last year?
Jacoby Brissett, I think it was Brissett, got the nod the first couple weeks.
Boy, that really set his career up, those couple of games that the Jacoby Brissett made a start or whatever. I was just trying to remember if he got hurt or whatever, that's all. Or if he,
Brissett, he made his debut in week three. He was in a game, fourth quarter, Patriots 24-3 loss to the Jets. He finished the game 4 of 8 for 22 yards. And then after they lost on October 8th, May was named the starting quarterback against the Texans. In that game, he was 20 of 33 for 3 touchdowns and 2 picks.
Well, I mean, not perfect, but certainly not bad.
I mean, last year he was 2,200 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, 10 picks.
What would your ranking be? You're redrafting the 2024 draft. Patrick Mahomes has decided he doesn't want to play football anymore, and you got to take one of those guys.
Jayden Daniels, 1.
Okay, that'd be the same. Drake May or Caleb Williams,
Drake
2?
May, 2.
I think that's fair.
Caleb Williams, 3.
Penix, 4.
Yeah.
Nix. Bo Nix in that draft, too. This is a pretty good quarterback draft class.
Nix ahead of Penix.
Okay.
And then Penix, obviously, and then Rattler.
Would you take Rattler instead of...
Who did I miss?
J.J. McCarthy?
Oh, I'm sorry. McCarthy has to be ahead of Rattler still.
Okay.
It's a little bit of the unknown, but yes.
I've been kind of tempted by Rattler.
Yeah, because what we're seeing from Rattler to me is he's been, this is like as good as it's
going to get. The other guy is still a first-round pick probably for a reason.
This is as good as it, what Rattler's doing right now is as good as he can be.
I think Rattler might have got himself a starting job in the NFL for a few years.
He's at least made, well, I don't know about a starting job. He's going to be around the league as a backup or whatever for a long time now. That's what's happened for Rattler.
Yeah, he's played well enough that I think he gets this like Gardner Minshew career arc where there's some teams he starts for gold, and then he backs up for some other teams that he ends up the starter as when their young quarterback fails, and he maybe just sticks around the league a little bit. That's all.
Someone saying McCarthy undrafted. Remember Drew? Look, we've all had bad takes. That was not a great one after 2 weeks, one game in, or one quarter.
That kind of goes back to our intervention with him yesterday. Like, just relax a little. We can see a little bit of somebody before we make the full determination on them. But also, it's tough. Sometimes you see something and you say, this is crazy. Look, we all have bad takes. Rob Parker, I saw this clip this morning.
Yeah.
Rob Parker said it's not even impressive what Shohei Ohtani did in a baseball game.
Oh.
And then we're just prisoners of the moment.
Stop.
Were we prisoners of the moment when a guy went 6 1/3 innings and hit 3 home runs and an ALCS or an NLCS clincher? He said, we're prisoners of the moment, man. We don't know how to look back at history. He said, other guys have hit 3 home runs in a game. Big deal.
And pitched and struck out 10.
He just said that
in an NLCS.
He said we just like that because it's an anomaly.
Oh my gosh!
I'm making you mad. You didn't even hear the clip. It's such a
Have you not heard the clip yet?
It's such a stupid clip.
It's also from Rob Parker.
Hold on, I'm going to get this clip real quick for you because this is great.
You did hear it?
Oh, JT? I've heard it. Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. Here it is. Worst sports take ever.
Right, here, let's hear it.
Let's get this up.
So we can get Gold's live reaction on video, YouTube, mm-hmm. Twitter, Twitch, Facebook.
This is why people get caught up on this whole idea of prisoner of the moment. Because the prisoner of the moment made it like Shohei had done something that nobody had ever done. Okay?
Okay.
He did.
And it's not true. Okay? First of all, people have hit 3 home runs in a game.
I'm laughing at you fighting your life right now.
Reggie Jackson hit 3 home runs on 3 pitches, consecutive pitches, by 3 different pitchers in a World Series game.
He did.
Incredible.
Did he? Did he strike out 10?
That's how I feel.
Did he pitch 6 2/3?
So people, I get it. He's a unicorn. They're making it like, well, nobody. Well, yeah, we know because only him and Babe Ruth have been the only guys who have pitched. Right, and hit home runs at this kind of clip. There's only been 2 guys since the 20s. But people keep going, he's the first guy since. Yeah, of course he is, because nobody else has ever done it.
That's exactly why it's impressive.
No. Cut it off.
Nobody else has done it.
I'm not even in arguing with him in person, but I agree with whoever else was jumping in. What a dumb take.
That's the point. Well, it's never been done again, so that doesn't make it all that impressive.
You guys are making it seem like he did something really impressive. It's only because nobody else has done it. What? What? Oh, goodness. Up next.
I'm so glad you never saw it until now.
I had never heard that. All right, we'll get to what's trending. And then earlier today, our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, joined us. We asked him about the Josh Simmons situation, about this Chiefs offense, and where he's at on the Colts. That's the one team that everybody's like, are we buying in? I feel like we've been saying that for 3 weeks already.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
What's trending?
What's trending brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Number one on what's trending in the news that broke during the noon hour today. Jaden Daniels already ruled out for the Washington Commanders. The Chiefs will not get a Mahomes versus Daniels matchup. Good break for them. Marcus Mariota will get the start on Monday Night Football. Chiefs up to 12-point favorites in a couple spots because of that. Tomorrow, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes will speak to the media. We'll find out the latest on some of the injuries, things like that. And at this point in time, obviously expect Jalen Moore to be the starting left tackle.
Next up on What's Trending, busy day over in the NFL league circles. They are said to be considering maybe a change of rules for the onside kick, further considering the 4th-and-20 consideration of the rule. They said the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl week festivities, the Pro Bowl game stuff, will take place Tuesday night of Super Bowl week there in San Francisco. Also, Roger Goodell had to confirm that they have no intention to change their Super Bowl halftime performer from Bad Bunny, citing his popularity worldwide is the reason why they selected him in the first place.
Yeah, we don't need to make the Super Bowl a whole political mess.
He's a popular artist that chose
No matter what your feeling is on the halftime show, like, can we all just for once agree we do not need to turn the Super Bowl into some political debate, please? All right, next up on What's Trending, the NBA season tipped off last night with a double overtime thriller between the Thunder and the Houston Rockets. Thunder get a 125-124 win on a night in which they got their rings, a ring ceremony. Banner went up. It was actually really cool, I thought, from NBC compared to how ESPN handled it. They just let naturally the entire pregame celebration play out. There was no additional commentary. Just let it play out. And I enjoyed that. Versus ESPN would go to it and they'd cut to a, you know, Taco Bell commercial. Then they come back and have Kendrick and Stephen A. yelling at each other. I got to enjoy the ceremony last night.
Let the champions enjoy their championship moment. Next up on What's Trending, the San Francisco Giants, in an unprecedented move, I'll say, have hired Tennessee coach Tony Vitello to be their new manager. No big league manager has ever just taken a guy directly from college. This isn't like college football. Mm-hmm. They usually have to spend time as a professional coach at the major league level first. He's just been a college manager. But Tony Vitello will be the new Giants manager. We'll see whether or not this somewhat bold for manager standpoints.
Definitely. It's the first time ever.
Yeah.
That with no pro experience. But props to everybody involved there to see. You know, look, so many managers get fired quickly anyway. Like, fine, try a different path. See what happens. Maybe you end up hiring one of the better managers in baseball. We look back 5 or 10 years from now. I don't know. They moved on from other managers pretty quick. So there you go. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Earlier today, Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, joined us as he does each and every Wednesday. And we started our conversation with him asking about the offense looking as dangerous as it has in about 3+ years.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, that was super impressive. At one point, I think the Chiefs had 29 first downs and the Raiders had 2, which I'm not sure I've ever seen before an NFL game. And I think I posted that on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. I mean, that was one of the craziest stats I think I've ever seen. You know, I told you guys this last week that my Even Money Betting Podcast co-host Steve Fezzik thinks the Chiefs are the best team. This week he said that he has them 2.5 points better than any other team, which is kind of a crazy thing to say about a team that, you know, has 3 losses already this year. But, you know, he goes by what the underlying metrics say and what he's seeing. And, you know, he feels like they look like the Tyree, you know, to quote him, the Tyreek Hill Chiefs. And they certainly look very, very dangerous and formidable, really, in the game against the Raiders on both sides of the ball, but certainly over the last few weeks on offense.
And they peeled, you know, they certainly took their foot off the gas, to say the least,
in that game
as well. I mean, I think they could have put up 45.
Well, that's the thing. I think it was smart that they didn't save those points for another game, but it really is funny how the NFL works. As you can go from, you know, concerns about this team and this team can't move it, but then they make a couple changes or tweaks, they get a guy back or two, and then it just kind of works. It just kind of clicks. You know, you wouldn't think one guy, or even one and a half guys, we could call it, you know, would make this much of a difference. But for this Chiefs offense, you know, getting Worthy back and adding Rashee Rice, it certainly feels like that's just kind of opened everything up for them.
For the teams around them, obviously it's been Buffalo and the Ravens for all of 5 years. Cincinnati sprinkles into the conversation when they get a healthy Joe Burrow, isn't a part of the conversation when he's not. So for it being the same, how serious should we be taking the other ones? Denver, the Colts, the teams who do have winning records right now, outside of Buffalo, we'll get to them in a minute. Which of those teams do you take serious as like an actual threat for Kansas City?
Well, so I would say the biggest threat right now is the Indianapolis Colts. They are really, really good. And I know because they haven't been good in a while, nobody really believes that. And I know because Daniel Jones is their quarterback, nobody really believes that. And those are both fair. But at some point, it's a big enough sample size that we got to go by what we're seeing this year. And what we're seeing this year is that they are awfully, awfully good. I saw some stat, don't quote me on it, because I'm not doing a Colts game this week. I'm actually on my way to the airport to do the Chargers and the Vikings tomorrow night for Westwood One on the radio. But the Colts have scored 3.6 points per drive so far this season. The entire season. 3.6 points. That's the best in over 20 years. So I don't care who you're playing or how you're going about it. If you're averaging over a field goal per drive, that is super, super impressive.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. You mentioned the Chargers, Thursday Night Football. They're going to host the Vikings. We just saw them take on the Colts, and I know you're getting set for that broadcast tomorrow. Where are you at on L.A. right now? I mean, I know they got all the injuries. I think that is a huge chunk of this, but we've seen, you know, also I think Justin Herbert's play, you know, go down a little bit, some bad decisions in the red zone against the Colts. Are the Chargers a team that you still think can get this thing corrected and be a factor in the AFC, or is this a game tomorrow night where you're like, hey, they have to find a way to beat the Vikings, otherwise this could be kind of a similar Chargers season, what we typically see over the last 5 or 6 years?
I think that's what it's going to be. I think that they'll continue to be on a roller coaster. I think that they'll win, you know, 10 games, let's call it, 10-7, get to the playoffs. And I guess theoretically in the playoffs, you know, Herbert could really play very well. And because of that, you know, they could come out and have a great game and, you know, they could beat anybody in the playoffs. But it's kind of hard to watch them, or him for that matter, and feel like, okay, this is a team that's capable of winning 3 playoff games in a row, or 4 if you include the Super Bowl. I just think that that seems unlikely. Now, in fairness, they might get Joe Alt and Trey Pipkins, their 2 offensive tackles, back, you know, tomorrow night. They're going to get Khalil Mack back at some point. So as they get more of these guys back in the fold, that would seem to be give them a better chance to be more competitive. But right now, you know, they lost both their running backs. Their O-line, no quarterback in the NFL has been hit more than Justin Herbert. And that just should not be the case. But when you lose both your offensive tackles, who are both really good players, you lose both your running backs, their offense is basically Justin Herbert drop back and be a hero. And he's done it pretty well, I would say. But maybe not, you know, maybe he's not capable of doing it enough.
On the other side of the AFC, we'd mentioned Buffalo before. I wanted to exclude them for a minute, just knowing, you know, history-wise says they're good. Their 4 wins are against Baltimore, New York, Miami, and New Orleans. I don't know how many combined wins those 4 teams have, but it's not a lot. They lost back-to-back games against New England and Atlanta. How much of a, I don't know, litmus test is at Carolina for them? Are you as high on them as you've been in previous years? What are your thoughts on Buffalo?
Well, so they obviously have the ability and the pedigree to win a bunch of games, but they're in a dogfight now, even just in their own division, with the way Drake May and the New England Patriots are playing. I do think Carolina is a litmus test. I mean, they found a way somehow to win four games, which is
impressive.
Wild. I think if you ask people walking around in Kansas City how many wins the Carolina Panthers had, they would not say four right now, but that is the case. And I think you just need to see the Bills come out and play better, both sides of the ball. Now, they're getting some reinforcements on the D-line. Michael Hoyt and Ogunjobi were both suspended six games under the performance-enhancing drug policy. So they're getting some guys back, and I would think that the bye probably was good for them and that they'll come out and be better on both sides of the ball. I actually expect them to really handle the Carolina Panthers, but if they don't, then panic will start to set in.
I did look it up. The Bills' wins are against teams currently a combined 3-24. Those are their four wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's not good. But you can't help who you play.
Sure.
But they could have. They weren't even that dominant in those games is the problem.
I want to get your perspective. You've been around the NFL for a long time, Ross. The situation here in Kansas City, I don't know how much nationally it's been discussed and how much you're in tune with the Josh Simmons situation where he now has missed two games for this team. It certainly feels like he's likely not going to be back for the game against the Commanders. They have not placed him on the NFI list. The team is really not discussing much of what is going on or a potential timeline. I think everybody has a somewhat of a potential idea of maybe what the issue is. Do you believe, let's say he comes back in 3 weeks, do you believe he just gets the starting job back right away? Or is Jalen Moore, who's playing decent right now, who was signed to a pretty nice contract, a guy you think would hold on to the job?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think coaches are very, very hesitant to mess with what's working. You know, I can tell you three times in my career, I didn't start the opener, but then a guy got hurt or wasn't playing well or whatever. I went in and we started to play better. And because of that, you know, they ended up keeping me in there even when that guy came back to health. You know, that certainly happened in 04, it happened in 03, it happened in 02, you know, 3 years in a row because, you know, I'm not even saying I was playing that great necessarily, but the team was, and they didn't want to mess with that. And because they didn't want to mess with that, we ended up sticking with me in there, and I think that would be the case. I think, you know, especially the longer and the more time he misses and the longer and the better Jalen Moore plays, you know, the greater the chance that they're going to just leave Moore in there, but then have Simmons available really in a moment's notice should something happen with Jalen Moore where he's not playing as well.
Or if, like, I guess the play dipped enough that there was a justification for it. I mean, those are really the only – because we're starting to look at it as, like, he would be next year's starter, and then it just adds this whole cloud of – where is their offensive line going into this? And that still requires Simmons to make it back with the team here in some fashion this year.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going a little bit too far, I would say, at this point. But again, I don't know what Josh is dealing with. I do know this. The Chiefs would probably love, if Jalen Moore really plays that well, to move on from Juwan Taylor after this year and have the tackles be Jalen Moore
for sure
and Josh Simmons.
No question about that. I know you said you're headed to the airport because you're getting ready to call the Chargers game and head out. So what's the playlist on the airplane? Are you a podcast guy? Or are you just a Swiftie and going all Taylor Swift? What's on the docket?
That's a great question. You know what's funny? I really envy people, I guess, that watch a movie or TV or are like playing like a video game on a plane. Guys, I got to tell you, I'm like I'm full throttle, right? Like, so I will be rewatching the Chargers game.
Okay.
I'll be going through all kinds of notes for Chargers as well as the Titans. I've got other business interests I need to take care of. if I, you know, it's a long flight from Philly to L.A. So if anything, I might actually be able to work ahead on Air Force and Army next week because they both have buys this week. But you know what? I probably can listen to some music while I'm watching Air Force and Army if I get to that point because I don't need the audio for those games. I'm watching the college coaching tape. So it might be Taylor's new album. That's certainly a possibility. I saw Old Dominion a couple times recently, so it might be those guys. Or I might just go to like my my liked yacht rock songs from
okay.
the summer.
Okay.
You know, like Christopher Cross, like Sailing, Take Me Away. You know, I'm the world's worst singer, but I want to meet you guys like stuff like that, like mellow, relaxing for this flight.
At first, when you were saying you were full throttle, I thought you were doing like high knees like Russell Wilson in the aisle around people.
No, I'm not like that. I'm full throttle on doing
studying,
being as productive as I possibly can with that time. So when I land in LA, I can have a good meal. I can maybe meet up with somebody. You know, I try to get the work done when I have time to do work. So then other times when I'm with my family or when I like land somewhere, I don't have to do work, if that makes sense.
So that was Ross Tucker earlier today talking about his flight over to LA as he's going to be on the broadcast
long
for the Chargers.
Flight.
That is a very long flight. And props to him for getting a little prep work done on the flight out there.
I like to watch movies.
You definitely are a movie guy.
I'm not trying to focus on an airplane.
I'm flying out of town soon, and I'm trying to decide. Yeah, am I going to do a movie? We talked about. I think I found out what book Vinny Pasquantino was reading.
Oh.
I think I want to buy that, not for the flight. I think I just want to read that on the beach. That's what okay. I want to do.
So you found out what Vinny was reading for the Vinny Pasquantino book club.
Yeah, because the flight out there is 5 a.m. I might just try to sleep. So
as a reminder for when Vinny was on the show, he said he was not going to go to London to watch the Jets.
Then he read a book.
He was reading a book, and it inspired him.
And I said, I got to know what book this is. And
it inspired him. He said he didn't want to talk about the books that he reads on air or whatever. I don't know. Maybe he just said he keeps his reading private.
Yeah.
But he told us.
Yeah. And I'm going to buy that book.
You're going to buy it, and you're going to read
eventually,
it.
And eventually, down the road, you guys can put two and two together and figure out which book it was, I guess. But
are you going to post about the book?
No, but we'll probably joke about it at some point.
Oh, I see.
I'm guessing it'll come up
at some
point.
We'll see if it has his life-changing of a moment for you.
I hope so.
You're already going out of town? Before,
what?
So it's like the opposite.
Oh yeah,
he used it as inspiration to go.
You're
already going.
The book has nothing to do about traveling.
Yeah.
It's I'll leave it at that. But yeah, it's.
I'd love some guesses over on the text line. Just I'll look at them here in a little bit. 913-586-7965.
But yeah, I figure that's an option on the flight.
Somebody said, look at the Colts' schedule. They haven't beaten much better teams than
they haven't. They have
not.
Their schedule is very soft.
3-24, whatever the hell it is against them. The Bills have beaten no.
The Colts have beaten the Chargers. They lost to the Rams.
Okay, so let's go through it real quick.
Yep. They beat the Broncos.
Dolphins, 1-6. Broncos, that's a team's got a winning record. They're 5-2.
Yep.
Are
the Broncos 5-2?
Yes.
Jeez, yeah,
they're in first place in the division.
That's true, yeah.
So it's already better than the Bills wins. The Titans, who are 1-6, who also awful. They lost to the Rams. They beat the Raiders, who have one win, so that's pretty bad. The Cardinals, who have two wins, and the Chargers, who have four wins. So they've at least beating two winning teams and at least one with two wins instead of one or zero. Not kidding. The Bills right now have four wins. All of the teams they have beaten have either one or zero wins. They have not faced a team with multiple wins on the, they have not beaten a team with multiple wins on the season. The two times they faced those teams, they have lost to both of them. That's why this Carolina Panthers game is so interesting. The Panthers are a surprising 4-3, as Ross Tucker pointed out. And I bet most people, as he said, probably don't realize that. I knew that goal because I saw a graphic that showed the Chiefs and the Panthers with the same record, and it broke my soul for a minute, mostly because I was just like, wait, what? Like, not even that. It just, like, it looked confusing and wrong.
JT, thanks for filling in, man.
Yeah, JT.
Are you also sweating your ass off? It is about 90 degrees.
Can you tell I took the hoodie off? I had to.
I took the jacket off.
I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt, and I don't have an undershirt on.
Oh.
So I'm
Yeah, it's
dying of heat.
Yeah, it's pretty
I can't
bad.
Wait to walk out of the studio.
Actually, I'm like, can we go outside? Like,
yeah,
yeah, immediately.
It's really nice outside. It must be 85 to 88 degrees in here. I'm truly not exaggerating. It's awful. So I'm actually glad the show is coming to an end today.
This is for
it's
all hot. Those complaints I made about when it was too chilly in here. It was like 110 degrees
brutal
outside.
Brutal right now.
I'm like, watch this. Watch this, Cody. Here's this.
Jeans and a long sleeve shirt. And you guys both have t-shirts on now because you changed. And oh, yep. Man. I got to get back in that mode of where I got to remember that by the time we get to 1 o'clock this time.
Layers. You got to be willing to take them off and put them on.
All right. Cody, you're out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll
Jay
be back
Binkley
on Friday.
Will be in as a substitute teacher tomorrow on the show. Drew will be back as well. We'll talk to you guys then.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.